Thank you.
Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Just fill it up. I'm just calling on a mail.
Okay, yeah. Can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code?
Yep. 2411.
Mm-hmm.
3101.
3101.
Yep, 0032.
Okay.
7986.
7986. Okay, great. Give me 1 second. Let me pull this up for you. All right. And can I get your first name, sir?
Mark.
Mark. And Mark, I know you called on a 315 number. In case the phone call drops, is that 315-252 number a good number to call you back on?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so let me pull up here. What's the name of the business?
Finger Lakes Tire.
Perfect. Let me just confirm the address with you. I got 2115 West Genesee Street Road.
Actually, no, we moved. I think it, no, I don't know if it came here or not. 40 York Street in Auburn. Same city, just moved.
Same city, okay. Let me update that real quick. You said 40...
Yep, 40 York.
Y-O-R-K?
Correct.
Okay. 40 York, Auburn, New York, 13021?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right, Mark, tell me a little bit what you're looking for here. Looks like we sent you a pre-approval for up to $250K. Is that somewhere along the lines of what you were looking for?
Well, no, that's even more. I'm just wondering if you... I've taken some... cash advances that I want to get rid of, so I just want to consolidate stuff and pay one thing on a monthly basis.
Oh, okay.
And I got, well, and it's coming into winter tire season, so a couple things, but mainly that.
Okay.
It's like a strangling us.
Sure, no, I totally understand. What do you have out right now currently?
Somewhere between $75,000 and $80,000 at two different places.
Okay. Two different places. What are the two different companies?
One was Quarter Spot and one was RBM Funding.
Quarter Spot and...
RBM. And RBM is just recent, the last 6 weeks, because they were going to take this and roll it into one payment on a monthly basis, and they sort of lied to us. They made this daily advance, and then they didn't do that, and they won't do it. They want us to take another daily advance.
Oh, no. Okay. What's what do you owe them? What's the total you owe RBM?
Probably, it's hard to say because of the way it was set up. I would think somewhere in the mid-30s.
Okay, mid-30s. And what about Quarter Spot? What's the balance on that?
That's like...
45?
Yeah, it's right in the vicinity. I would get the payouts on them, but that's...
Okay, right in that area. Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact. Just curious on ballpark figures. What are your daily amounts on those paybacks?
335 and 440.
440 is for the Quarter Spot?
The RBM.
Oh, wow. 440.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, it was... because it was supposed to be a 10-day thing, and once you have a track record, blah, 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 they're going to roll it into a normal loan at 6%, and what a joke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that happened out that way. What are you guys doing in sales?
About 1.2 a year.
1.2, okay.
And yes,
so,
that's a crappy year. I'll tell you, this last year with no winter up here. No.
Yeah, horrible, huh?
Yeah, well, we do 40% of our business in 10 weeks at the end of the year.
10 weeks at the end of the year?
No. Yeah, there was no. We're in the Northeast. And we're a tire wholesaler retailer, so without snow, it generates everything around here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't get any snow at all.
That's horrible. I know. I was in New York on this last Christmas, and people were running in Central Park with shorts and a T-shirt.
Christmas Eve here. Yeah, it was 70 here. Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I came for the white Christmas, and there was no white Christmas there.
We're hoping for one, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it was just really weird and bizarre, you know? It's like, wow, it's just.
It was. Well, but the weird. Farmer's Almanac just came out, and we're supposed to get land based, so.
Oh, okay. So you guys will hopefully pick up very quickly here.
Yep, let's hope.
Good. Yeah, well, good to hear. Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business there, Mark?
50-50 with my brother.
Okay, 50-50 with brother. Okay. So you want to get one large loan to be able to consolidate both of those, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, if I'm not able to do that, I know you don't. Is that the only way, you know, you would consider doing something with us if we can get the whole thing
taken care of? I'm going to find some way to do this because this I'm taking $750 on my business every single day.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's $3,500 a week. That's $14,000 a month. It's strangling us.
Yeah, because it is. Okay. Well, you know, it's going to come down to basically if I can do anything for you or not. There is no, you know, way to sugarcoat it. The best thing I can say is I'll send you an application. If you give me the documents I need, I send it to my underwriter, and we see if we can approve you guys. Obviously, the goal of what I'm going to shoot for here is to kind of get you a loan that will cover all your current loans now, and then have a little bit on top to help you buy inventory and some working capital for the business. Obviously, we want to go for the longest term as possible as well, right?
Well, I don't even need a long term. I know on a regular loan, 2-3 years, 3 years or whatever, the payments aren't going to be anything like this.
You're definitely.
It's easy to do when we did it the first time, and we just sort of got inundated and buried ourselves stupidly, and boy, I'm never. Now, they tell you one thing, and they give you a bunch of figures, and then they take fees out, but you've already signed everything by the time they do the fee portion. It's got to be one of the most shady businesses out there. I'm sorry, but that's a.
Yeah, it's a new thing, you know, that businesses are just kind of not used to yet, or a lot of business owners are, you know, they have access to it, but don't understand fully what it entails, how it works, and how much strain it can really put on a business.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. So I understand what you're looking for. What's a good email for me to send my application to?
Martin, like my last name, FLT, like Finger Lakes Tire, at AOL.com.
Okay. So I got Martin, FLT. At, what was the?
AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay. So Martin, FLT, like Finger Lake Tires, at AOL.com.
Yep.
Okay, Mark, I'll send something over there. I'm sure you know the process enough. You're familiar with it. I'll just need some bank statements, tax return, and then as soon as you get it to me, I should have an answer in about 24, 48 hours for you.
Okay, great.
All right. We'll be. You want to take down my number in case you have any questions? You can call me right back.
Yep. Yep. What is it?
It's area code 858-909-8867.
What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Perfect.
All right, Mark. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.